Hello, I'm Bonnie Rabakoff. Welcome to In the Kitchen. Each week, we spend an hour in the kitchen of one of Kansas City's many celebrated chefs. We select a food product, we prepare it, offer some cooking techniques, present it, pair it with the drink, and then spend some time behind the scenes chatting with a chef about his or her journey to this profession and inspiration in the kitchen. The In the Kitchen has a companion website. The web component is shot in high definition to offer high-end visuals for food products and preparation. So when you visit the website, you'll be able to retrieve the show segments or webisodes on demand. In the Kitchen can now be seen on educational television, Time Warner's Casey on Demand, and YouTube. For a list of showtimes, please visit our website at inthekitchenwithbonnie.com and select the Coming Soon menu on our homepage. You can also find recipes each month in the magazine Eating Well in Kansas City. This week, we are back in the kitchen at Lydia's Kansas City with their executive chef Dan Swinney and general manager Matt Green. Chef is preparing one of their signature dishes, a frico. This is Montazio cheese crisp filled with lobster and sauteed potatoes, onions, garlic leeks, and pickled peppers. All this topped with mixed greens and house-made pickled vegetables. Gentlemen, thank you for inviting me back into your kitchen.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Nice to see you again.
It is good. It's always good to see you. All right. Let's remind our listeners of the concept of Lydia's. So, Dan, what would you say? I mean, you're cooking.
Well, the concept is the cuisine that Lydia Bastianich has developed over 30 plus years,
yeah.
In restaurant ownership. And not only that, it's her family cuisine, but also cuisine from all the different regions of Italy, all the 20 different fiercely different regions
yeah, of Italy.
It's amazing. They, from hilltop to hilltop, yes. People feel very, very strongly about what to eat and what time of year to eat it.
Well, and you know, Matt, so I was one of the people who believed that Italian was about red sauce and meatballs and perhaps lasagna.
Oh, well, that's correct in some sense, but there's a whole other world of Italian food and cuisine that you can definitely have. You
know. And so Lydia has introduced that wide variety of cooking. It's almost, in some instances, village by village different. And each one has very strong feelings about their version of those dishes.
Absolutely. And sometimes the same dish is called a different thing in a different region.
You know, one thing I've noticed is constant about Italian cuisine, and that is it's all about the ingredients.
Yes.
And how does Lydia make that happen in her restaurants? Matt, how would you say?
Well, our ingredients are always fresh. They're always... We try to buy local first from farmers. We always really take time to go out and purchase those products so that we can always, you know, have the best quality food possible. Working in a scratch kitchen, it's entirely...
Scratch kitchen. Okay, let's remind our listeners what a scratch kitchen is. Simply
sure.
made from scratch.
We make everything in the restaurant.
Okay, there's nothing coming in a frozen container or a plastic bottle, you know.
Most everything we buy is a raw ingredient. We produce food. So, it's not that uncommon to find prepared foods of all types in restaurants.
Yes.
It's easier to do it that way. But that's not what we're about.
That's not what you're about. And so, as what happens in Italy, I understand, well, I've actually... had the joy of being there as the chef goes to market in the morning. And so the menu is dependent upon what is fresh and best. And you all have tried to, well, you have remained true to that tradition of shopping and cooking.
We definitely cook with the seasons. That's very important to us.
Mm-hmm.
You won't find us featuring tomatoes on our menus in the dead of winter. and you won't find us serving butternut squash in the height of summer. It's just
not going to happen.
It just doesn't make sense to us. You know, we've always, even before I worked with Lydia, I've always cooked that way. I've always felt that that was the natural order of things.
Okay. So let's talk about now, Lydia's been a pioneer in this community, in particular, a pioneer in the Crossroads District, which I think she was part of the creation of this very creative part of our city. So she decided on the Freight House District long before it was the district.
Yeah, I remember I wasn't involved in the early real estate negotiations, but I do know that she looked at many parts of town, Plaza, 119th Street. But there was something that she felt was charming about the Freight House building. And she told me that she wanted to be a catalyst for something.
Oh, she and, is. Was, is.
Was, is. And, you know, when we first moved into the building, it was kind of a dark and dusty part of downtown Kansas City. And there were some other things going on in conjunction, like the renovation of Union Station happened about the same time. So it's been very interesting and gratifying to watch the neighborhood grow into the multi-use kind of neighborhood it is. There's retail and residential and restaurants and shopping. So.
65 art galleries now down on that.
I didn't know the number, but isn't that something to be proud of?
It really is, because it just, you know, especially on a Friday night with First Friday, it turns into like a little baby Mardi Gras out there. And it's just so much fun, you know, to watch the people and the hustle and the bands playing and people, you know, just having a great time and really immersing in the Kansas City culture of the arts. And I think that's one thing that, you know, we all should be proud of, is that it's grown so well and so much. So
people are surprised by many things when they come to Kansas City. And among them, of course, is the food scene. But growing now is both the fine and performing arts scene of Kansas City.
With the Kaufman Center opening.
Gorgeous, yeah.
We're just in the heart of it. It's so much fun to be a part of all those aspects of Kansas City, because, you know, we get the travelers, we get the people that live in the area, we get people that come from everywhere. So it's being a destination that it's just been great and fun to have, be able to really give that family hospitality and great food to our customers. It's been amazing with.
And Dan's dad in an earlier conversation that when the first time you looked at the Freight House, it reminded you of a Tuscan farmhouse.
Yeah, our part of the Freight House is two stories, because that used to be the telegraph office, or the office where
they did the communicating.
So the Freight House is actually where the passengers went to the Union Station side, and the freight went into the Freight House. You know, the big doors are used to be big garage doors. And the first time I saw the building, there was a hole burnt in the ceiling about the size of an
automobile. Oh, dear. Yes.
And so it was quite a renovation to bring that building back to be usable again. And it's beautiful.
You know, Lydia's obviously a woman of vision to have been able to have seen that area of the city at the time and look into the future to what it could be and her role in it. We remain grateful to her for that. So let's talk about the physical space of Lydia's, because there are a variety of places where you can dine. Of course, one of my favorite places just to look at is that herb garden. Gracious.
Yeah, that was actually
like
one of
the... scene out of a movie.
it was a last minute idea in the very chaotic opening of the restaurant 15 years ago.
That happened, yes. You're celebrating your birthday. Happy birthday, 15th birthday.
Right, it's coming up. Yep. So somebody said, we should put an herb garden in this space. I don't remember.
That's how it happens.
I remember the construction guys just
rolling their eyes. Don't you love it when they do that? Like an herb, you know.
But it is a beautiful space, and we have a lot of functions out there for gatherings before events on our private dining room on the second floor, which is called Lydia's Loft.
Lydia's Loft, and really what a wonderful space to for a celebration, family celebration, for a organization or company to have some time with their people kind of up and away, mm-hmm. but you're still in that, you know, brick walls and all the shutters, and of course the food.
No, the food, yeah.
And the service.
And the service. Whoa, Joe, I have to say her name. She's going to be embarrassed, but she has been with you since near the beginning, and she is one of the pieces and parts that makes the experience at Lydia just golden.
Yes.
She's amazing. And, of course, your outside dining spaces in addition to the herb garden and the loft.
Right. When the weather's nice, we have...
You can dine outside. And mm-hmm. you get to determine what dining out, you know, when that happens, when you walk in there.
We actually have two terraces, one on the Union Station side. And my favorite is the smaller one that faces downtown.
It's very intimate.
You can look all the way up Baltimore.
Yes, you can. And see all those beautiful galleries and all the spaces where creation happens. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Chef, and then we are going to get in the kitchen to make that signature frico stuffed with lobster and potatoes and onions and garlic and leeks and pickled peppers. And then what we're going to do is top it with a house-made mixture of greens and pickled vegetables. Please stay with us in the kitchen at Lydia's.